95.3 WBEV, this is Wade Bates, as we are wandering, wandering the globe right now with Holly from Memory Making Travel, also Klett and Klidowski Real Estate. We appreciate Klidowski Real Estate jumping on board here. Holly, Memory Making Travel, what an experience here as we work our way to Tuscany, isn't it?
I know. I love this part. When we boarded the bus, it was so fun watching everyone's eyes light up, like it's finally here. And now that we're traveling, like you said, across the country and across the water, and it to me it's a fun time watching them, and that's my big thing is watching them.
Have you been to Italy? We've talked. Have you been to Tuscany before? Many times. Italy many times.
Yes, this will be my fourth time to Italy, my second time to the Tuscany area. So I know I'm looking forward to the wine and of course the pasta and just the people.
See, my wife Crystal says that there's pasta. And I'm like, that means there's spaghetti? And how many ways can you make a noodle? So pasta is like many different things that I'm supposed to try here today?
Yes, because it's all homemade. Okay. It's not out of a box. Mm-hmm. And same thing with the sauce. And again, they put a lot of love into it, too.
So it's going to be quite the, 10 days that we're going to be here, right? We're staying in Montecatini Terme. Did I say that correct?
I think so. You said it better than I probably could.
The great thing about this trip, and when you do trips, and this one specifically, is like we're gonna be like a one hotel, right? This is gonna be kind of fun. We're gonna kind of branch out to all these different cities.
Yeah, it's called a wheel and spoke tour, and I'm excited about it because one, we're in one hotel the whole time. Mm-hmm. We're not packing up and moving, but there's free time mm-hmm. when we do go to these other places, and then the bus mm-hmm. will bring us back. It's such a great way to travel this way and a less stressful.
And each city is unique. I mean, Luca, we're going to see Siena. I think we're going to go to Florence. Every city's got its uniqueness to it when you travel overseas, especially these ancient cities that have been around for hundreds of years.
Thousands of years. Each city has its own uniqueness. What's cool is we're going to have these tour guides explain the uniqueness. We're going to probably try foods or see sensory things, even the landscapes. It's going to be just so magical.
So there's going to be so many different things that we have going on here. Now, we're on this trip today again. Holly, your partner with Klett. In a year from now, we're going to Ireland, an Irish Splendor tour, right, as well. And that's going to be a fun trip as well. Sherry Sackett's hosting that one.
Yes, that's coming up. We have our informational meeting in November when we get back. My husband and I were just there. And again, that's going to be a whole nother wonderful experience because one thing about traveling, it's about understanding other cultures and other people. You know, in our day and age right now, yes, the governments are bucking heads, but people are people, and that's what I love. When you make a human connection, we're all humans on the same planet, and to learn how each of us lives, I think is very unique.
No, I'm going to ask my wife this. She wants to eat pasta, everything. I asked her, I need to go to a McDonald's in Italy.
Oh,
is that acceptable?
No, it's not.
It's not acceptable. So if somebody's looking for information, maybe, obviously they're not on this trip, or they're looking for any other trips with Memory Making Travel, how do they get a hold of you?
You can send me an email, Holly, H-O-L-L-I-E, at memorymakingtravel.com, or you can give me a call, 262-707-3342, and we'd be happy to help you.
Holly, we're going to be checking in a few times here. We got to get to Tuscany first, though, don't we?
Yeah, we are en route, like you said. So when we land, we'll be in Tuscany in the morning or tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I get my days mixed up here because we're leaving on Monday, but we're getting there like Tuesday night. Yeah. It's like 7 hours difference, right?
Yep. So we'll be there shortly, but it's a couple movies long, as I like to tell my husband when we fly over the pond, and it's about 4 movies. It'll be fine.
We're on the Taste of Tuscany tour with Klett and Holly from Memory Making Traveler. Updates brought to you by our good friends at Klidowski Real Estate. We'll be checking in. Check the WBEV Radio Facebook page as well. We'll do some videos and some photos as well. I am Wade Bates with Klidowski Real Estate, wandering the world, at least right now, on 95.3 WBEV.
Welcome back into the WBEV Morning Show. Justin the Ninja Wilski here with you. Got Corey sitting in with me as well. And we have a bunch of special guests on the phone wandering with Wade out there in Tuscany. Good morning, afternoon. What time is it there, Wade Bates?
Right now it's about 12:45 in the afternoon here. And, we appreciate Klidowski Real Estate for allowing us to wander here, guys. We're in Tuscany right now after a long 26-hour journey to get here.
Now, I've got so many questions. My first question is, how many Frankfurters in Frankfurt, sir?
I had one bratwurst in the airport of Frankfurt because they had about a five-hour delay. Then I put ketchup on and got scorned by the locals.
You almost got scorned by the people here.
Yeah. But right now, we're up in Montecatini Alto. If you saw a picture on the WBEV Radio Facebook page, I think we posted some already. We're kind of Holly from Memory Making Travels here. How would you describe where we're at, Holly?
It's breathtaking. It looks picturesque, but like fake, like a painting. But we have a gorgeous day today. We took the vernacular up here. If you've never ridden a vernacular, it's kind of like a train, sort of, but just going straight up the hill. I think everybody enjoyed it who came up on it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody having a good time. Justin, yeah, so we're having a good time here. What else is on your mind?
Well, Corey, did you have any questions for Wade Bates? Because I know we were kind of brainstorming a few.
Wade, you've jumped forward like 7 hours. Have you made the adjustment yet, or does it still feel weird knowing it's technically like 6:30 here?
Well, that was the weird thing. You know, we're eating supper last night, and it's like, oh, the kids are still in school. You know, because it's almost 1 o'clock here today, right now, as we're talking about it. No, I think because we went to bed last night like what Barry Alvarez said, when the Badgers went to Japan for the game to go to the Rose Bowl in the early 90s, you can't go to sleep when you get there, otherwise your clock's not going to adjust. Mm. And we did that, and Justin, one of your favorite all-time teachers here, he is one that said it as well. Mr. Bramer told me, not only does he teach math, but he said, don't lay down on your bed when you get home from the trip, otherwise you're never going to get up, and he was right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What did you eat for supper last night?
I had ravioli. Okay. Oh, no, I had lasagna. I forgot already. Sorry. Tom had ravioli here.
I mean,
everybody else said, yeah?
Is it bad to say that you just got to say a pasta and you're probably right?
Yeah, I said pasta.
I'm tired of eating off
of
my plate.
Yeah, I was actually picking off people's plate.
I'm not at all surprised by that. How many McDonald's stops have they stopped you from making?
We did find the sign pointing the arrow.
Yeah, we did find a sign to McDonald's, and we found some, just like in Beaver Dam, there were McDonald's cups in the French fry boxes laying all over the streets. You're walking to where we were going. I got somebody here for you here. Say hello to your favorite student ever.
Hey, Justin.
Oh, Mr. Bramer, how you doing, sir?
Doing great.
Welcome to the show. Is Wade behaving himself? Because if not, you can put him in a corner with a little dunce cap.
I'm in charge right now of him, so he's doing well. I'm keeping him to a good pace right now.
That's good, because I know you guys are going to be doing a lot of walking around, a lot of sightseeing there. If you can remind Wade that he doesn't need to ruin every Italy picture with himself being in it.
Yeah. I will keep that in mind, Justin.
All right, I appreciate that. Any final words for the fans out there? I mean, let them know why they should have joined this trip and what they can do next.
Who's here next? We have Holly here. I guess Holly, we'll talk to you in a second. Trish is here. So what are your impressions so far of our trip to Tuscany?
Well, this is such a quaint, cute little town with a beautiful Catholic church and a clock tower and a castle, walls, and it's just gorgeous.
Now, Justin, you're a fan of Monty Python, right?
I am a huge fan of Monty Python.
I think we went up to the castle today where the guys were looking down upon, the knights.
Ah. and did they fart in your general direction?
They already had a grail.
What did you say, Doug?
They already had a grail.
What did the knights say to us when we approached?
I was going to ask, did they recommend farting in your general direction?
Yes. So, hey, Justin, again, we really appreciate Kwiatkowski Real Estate. You see, the Kwiatkowski stuff I got on the trip, if you looked on the WBEV Radio Facebook page, Adam is the one that had the multiple bowls of ravioli last night. Go look at that photo.
I would not be surprised. I'll have to go check that out. Absolutely. My final question for you, Wade, where are you guys heading tomorrow? We're going to be talking to you again. Can you give us a sneak peek?
We're going to be in Lucca tomorrow. Ooh. And there's some huge carnival there that's like the biggest thing in Italy, we found out. So there'll be many costumes and people in cosplay. Justin, you'll be right up your alley.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm expecting a lot more photos from you. Hope you guys are having a great time. And, of course, we look forward to checking in with you again.
Yep. Yeah, Justin, one more thing, too. Again, we thank Kwiatkowski Real Estate. Holly, again, we are a year from now, we're going to be in Ireland. Tell people how you can find more information.
Yes, you can go to the WBEV website or to my site, memorymakingtravel.com. The brochures are there. You can read the itinerary, pricing, everything. But it's just a great way to see these beautiful countries and meet new people. And in the group so far, I think everyone has made new friends, and that's what it's all about. It's about the human touch.
And our good buddy Rick Nelson has not been arrested yet. So that is true, all right?
That's a successful trip right there.
He's not with us now, so we don't know. Okay. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Wade.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wade. Well, ironically, as we are rolling through here the hour at 7:34, and we will be talking with Kladowski Real Estate a little bit later, but right now we're going to be talking to somebody they're sponsoring, which is the Wandering Wade from Tuscany. Good morning, Wade.
Hey, good morning. So Kladowski's are checking in from Tuscany as well because I saw a great picture of them up in Monte Cantini Alto last night, yesterday.
Oh, very
wonderful. Wonderful.
Nice.
Now, you're sending me pictures, and you're sending me characters that you're seeing. You're like, hey, Ninja, who's this? Who's this? What am I sitting next to? You've got some wild stuff going on.
We're in the historic town of Lucca here today, and ironically, we got like 2 inches of rain. And so you have this town with 800-year-old churches, and then they have the largest gaming convention, gaming and comic convention in Europe going on right now. So it's 300,000 people here. Along with, you know, this small little town with, you know, with like cobblestone roads. But I'm learning, Ninja, like even Spider-Man, when it's raining, will put on a raincoat and use an umbrella. How does that happen?
I mean, I get it. You don't want to get that suit wet. It shrinks. Yeah.
Sackett, you holding down the fort there with Justin?
I'm trying. It's such a tough job.
It's a struggle every day.
No, but Italy is beautiful. You know, with Colette and Holly from Memory Making Travel have done a great job putting this together. You know, we're going to a winery here this afternoon and checking the gelato out is as good as advertised. And so we're rolling through here. Again, streets are probably 10 feet wide, 15 feet wide at most as you walk through. And then I'm walking out. Ninja, you can watch the season 5 of Stranger Things on the big screen out here.
Oh, hey, there you go.
That's cool.
So, and then looking at an 800-year-old church to watch Stranger Things at the same time.
Now, Wade, I wouldn't be talking to you if I wasn't going to ask you the question, what did you eat for dinner last night?
What did I have for dinner last night? Because last night I was wrong. I actually did have ravioli last night, didn't I? Or no, what did we have last night? Oh, we had chicken. We had a Colette meal last night, but for lunch yesterday I had ravioli. Today I had pasta and red sauce. And you know what else we learned?
What's that?
95% of the people in Italy have never had spaghetti and meatballs.
Really?
It is one small little town. Some lady moved here, and I think I just walked by James Bond. this is the kind of world we're living in here. But it was one lady from one town moved to America and made it, and everybody thought it was an Italian meal, and nobody knows what that is here. Meatballs and red sauce and noodles.
Really?
Yesterday, we went to this little 14-seater restaurant. A little 87-year-old woman makes everything from scratch. You go in there and you order it, and she, you know, she's all hunched over and making it in front of everybody. And then, it was fantastic. And then my wife and I think Krista were with wanted to order dessert, and she's like, "Nope, it's not fresh. I'm not serving it to you." So,
really? Wow.
Yeah, she's like, "Nope, I'm not going to serve it. It's not fresh enough." It's true. You got the true Italian feel right there in Monte Cantini Saturday.
Is that where you had the ravioli?
Yes, that was where I had the ravioli. She didn't have anything ready. You order it, they completely make it right there. Again, this little, she's probably 4 foot tall, do you think, if that? And up on the stoop to get to her little stove, and there you go.
I love it.
And was fantastic, but no, it's just, you know, it's a little rain here today. It's not dampening what's going on. Got the tour from our tour guide here, and everybody's kind of on their own right now. And again, Colette does a great job. Sherry, people are already talking about going to Ireland next year with you.
Yay! I can't wait. I'm just seeing you guys on this trip is making me super excited for the Ireland trip.
I know it's going to be fantastic, but again, it's really cool, kind of just seeing, you know, you see it. Well, somebody had said it looks like we were talking. If you ever gone to Paris in Las Vegas, the streets actually look like that here, but they're real. You know I'm talking about, Ninja, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the pictures you've been posting. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, there's old Zelda.
Was it Zelda or was it Link?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Zelda.
So it was the princess. Okay.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was Zelda. I think she was holding the Triforce.
I appreciate that.
No,
you know what that is.
About. No, I know. People have no idea. No, but this is so weird. Like, so they figured it out. Our tour guide said something to us like 2 days ago, and I texted you right away. And I'm like, she's like, "Yeah, there's 300,000 people in this town right now."
I know, you sent me a link to it, and there's some amazing like comic artists and people who are in the anime world and the movie world and everything all showing up to this thing.
Yeah, but the fact that it's in an ancient town that you have to go through like a 40-foot wall to get into. And again, this morning with the monsoon rains, you know, you see kind of, it was kind of like Halloween for a little bit though, you know, where people have their costumes on, but they had like a raincoat over the top. So I'm like, I think that might be a half orc. I think that might be Captain America, but it's just underneath a raincoat.
Well, feel free to keep taking more pictures and send them my way because I'm loving all of it.
All right, I'm looking for Klitowskis. I think they might be here somewhere in Luka, so we'll have to check the Facebook page a little later on to see what's happening there. But really appreciate Klitowski Real Estate for helping us wander Tuscany here and having some fun.
Awesome. Well, Wade, we will definitely check in with you again tomorrow. Continue to enjoy the food, and I can't wait to see what the over-under is on the number of pastas.
Mario. Mario's here. Luigi's right behind him.
I kind of feel like Mario and Luigi in Italy is a little bit of a given, isn't it?
I think so. All right. We'll see you later.
Alien.
There goes the alien. It's aliens here.
Well, it is the day.
It is the day.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks, Wade. Ah, oh, good old Wade Bates. Boy, oh boy. He's having a lot
Squirrel.
Of fun. Yeah. What better place to send him than a place where everything is new and refreshing for him? He's so excited.
Yeah.
Which
like
is wonderful.
A kid in a candy store.
It's exactly as it should be.
No, couldn't hear a thing.
Oh, it's Vanilla Ice saying, go Ninja, go Ninja, go. See, that's the board. It is. It should be in. Oh, you know what? It's not. It wasn't in telephone.
It's a $100 fine as they sit here and stare at the Renaissance classic statue of Dante.
Ooh.
In the middle of Florence.
It's what, the middle of the day over there, Wade? So, I mean, have you adjusted? Is jet lag sat in? Or are you just at this point, you're just living like a wonderful Italian out there?
Well, no, because the trip, it took us 26 hours to get there. And then I followed the Barry Alvarez rule, as you stay up until the nighttime it's supposed to be in the country you're in, and then we went to bed, and then actually we were actually pretty good here. So it hasn't been so bad at all after the, you know, getting here that extra day. And now, again, we're roaming the Tuscan capital of Florence right now. And Ninja, you have to ask Wally. I sent Wally a speck of a promotional picture for him and Charlie Dirt on the Damn Sports Show. And Charlie's going to be joining the team on the 10th of November.
Wally,
have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen that yet. I'm going to have to look. All right. Well, this feels like a work call now.
I sent you a text, Wally. It was work-related, so you have to take a look at it.
All right. Well,
you can't ignore it like you do the rest of Wade's texts.
Yeah.
No, exactly. So, I'm sitting in this main square right now. Everybody's looking at me like, what's going on here today? But, you know, we got to see David. You know, by the way, our update as I wander Tuscany brought to you by Klitowski Real Estate. And, it's like, I guess, Wally, did you know, Ninja, did you know that Florence is like the home of the sandwich?
No.
It's a big sandwich I'm supposed to eat.
Really? What? Okay, yeah. Tell me about this sandwich.
I don't know. I haven't eaten it yet because I'm talking to you guys. But there's some big sandwich that is like the Florence thing that I'm going to have to eat here in about an hour, I think.
You're going to have to report back on that. Sandwiches are like my M.O., man. I mean, you and me, Wade, we know how to put this trio right here. We know how to put food away.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's 100% too. And also, if you need to go to the bathroom in public, you have to pay a dollar. Do you know that? So bring your dollar coin.
I tell you what, it's probably a lot cleaner in those Port-a-Johns out there then.
Well, here's what happened yesterday when we were in Luka. Me and my wife and Jim and Chris Bramer, we decided to walk like a mile and a half to not have to pay that dollar on principle and found one of the porta potties for the comic convention going on.
I have never walked a mile and a half to save a dollar on bathrooms in my life. The things you do.
Technically, it was four. Let's say four years, and they were euros. So they're technically not even worth a dollar, I don't think.
I don't know.
Maybe a dollar.
You're paying like $2, Wade?
Yeah, no, but this has been a fantastic tour here, guys, with Holly from Memory Making Travel in the Colette. We have a tour guide that gave us all the ins and outs, and it's been fun. I was not familiar with Florence. Have either of you guys ever been to Europe or Italy?
I've never been to Italy, no. One stop in Europe was In-N-Out.
I didn't realize, you know, every region is like a state, but they all have like their own government. They all control their own health care. So like Florence is the capital of Tuscany. You know, Rome is like the entire capital. So this must be like Madison, right?
Right.
You get the old Roman streets that are narrow and perfectly square. And then you get the old Renaissance from, you know, the 500s where, it's going to these humongous churches that take like 150 years to build. It's quite different than what I've been used to. You know, I've traveled the United States quite a bit, but the European culture is totally different than what we have back home.
When are we going to get the video behind the scenes of Wade Bates like riding through the curved towns of Tuscany on a Vespa?
On a Vespa? That is maybe that'll probably be by the end of the weekend here. But it is interesting though. Every car here is like Uber. We could pick them up. They're Uber small.
Yeah, they're like old Mini Coopers looking things.
Yeah. Wally, neither me or you would be able to drive in Europe, at least in Italy, because the cars are you know, if somebody's in your way, just pick it up and move it. That's how small they are.
Well, I'm curious if you're saying that Florence is the Madison of Italy. Well, what's the Beaver Dam so far?
Well, we've been to Lucca. Montecatini Terme is where we're staying, and that's. I don't know. I haven't found the Beaver Dam yet.
You're going to find it.
Terme is about 20,000 people, so that's kind of where our hub is. That's kind of probably close to Beaver Dam. I haven't found the Thirsty Beaver though, but in Montecatini Terme. But we found a lot of other cool restaurants, and I've had nothing, I think, but pasta since I've been here.
It sounds like a dream to me.
And then I did order French fries, and I did see a McDonald's that we drove by, but I wasn't allowed to stop to go because. You know, the thing about, you talk about, I was at a place called New York last night, and they ordered a pizza, which was New York style thin crust. It was so thin, I literally could have rolled it up and eaten it as like a tamale.
Like sushi rolls, pizza sushi rolls.
Oh, it was. It was great, but it was just so thin, you know. And then, like we talked about yesterday, stopped at the mom and pop place with the 87-year-old. We're going to go back there for lunch tomorrow before we venture out into some other things. But Florence is like, there's like thousands of people. I'm not smart with names, but there's the famous church that took like 150 years to build. It's like wall to wall people and you know, just boxing yourself out to get your pictures and such. And then obviously in front of David, you know, and rumor has it, check the WBEV radio Facebook page because you know we're wandering with Kwiatkowski Real Estate.
Right.
They're big fans of Renaissance art and sculptures. So, check maybe later this afternoon and I'll try to see if I can get a picture with the Kwiatkowskis in front of some Renaissance art for you.
I actually heard that the David was modeled after Adam Kwiatkowski.
Well, that might be true. I think that's what the tour guide said from Colette when we were walking through. There's a man in Wisconsin named Adam. Because if they would have called it Adam, then they would have had to probably pay royalty rights, right?
Right, exactly.
And I'm looking at this right now, Wade. Are you talking, by the way, about this church? This church looks unbelievable. Is Santa Maria del Fiore? It's like the Duomo. It's like the Florence Cathedral.
Yes.
This thing is unbelievable looking at this. I imagine the architecture out there itself is worth the trip.
Oh, 100%. Just seeing, you know, because it's obviously the stuff here survived. You know, they haven't knocked much down. So unless there was a war or like the Romans burned down, they have, you know, like I said, we were in Lucca yesterday and Lucca was like the Switzerland of Italy. And so nothing got burned down because when Napoleon came, though, even from that side, they're like, come on in. And they have their walls around the town, but nothing got burned down, so it's interesting. Well, have you checked that text yet that I sent you or not?
I'll look at it right now, Wade.
I want to say that I love the fact that Wade's the one wandering Italy, and I feel like we're all the ones getting cultured.
You're getting cultured. I'm learning. I'm just spitting out what the two guys tell me, you know. But I'm like standing in the middle of this like plaza now. There's like maybe five other people here. I literally got 1,000 people looking at me.
This is the photo, Justin. This is probably not safe for too many airwaves.
No, as soon as we're done, I'm going to send you a picture of where I'm doing this report. And you'll be like, I'm like looking at, this is like the second most beautiful church in Florence that I'm looking at right now. Again, a name I can't, it's like Santa Croce, I think it is, if it's pronounced correctly, a Jim Croce. And there's a whole bunch of words after that, but Dante's in front of it. I thought Lady was taking a picture of me, but she was doing a selfie. I think I'm famous. But no, it was a selfie.
They probably are wondering why George Clooney's wandering around Tuscany.
That has actually, somebody did say, Mr. Clooney, we don't, we don't have the giant fashion convention going on quite yet.
Can't tell you, Wade. This is where we're going to get like the call signal on the other side. I miss you so much. Come back and never leave again.
Why do you miss me? What if I'm not coming back?
Well, then I'd be broken. I don't think you understand. I have you as a screensaver right now, believe it or not.
Hey, Wally, if they had McDonald's, if they don't have McDonald's here on a regular basis, I probably have to come back. That's what's going to keep me.
Thank God.
Able to have a go through the drive through every day.
I'm going to call the embassy and I'm going to make sure that they really take care of themselves over there so we get you back.
Well, again, I'm sitting, everybody else is getting a leather lesson right now because they went and looked at like a gold person, you know, because leather and gold is like a trade in Florence, I guess.
Right.
So now they're in like an authentic leather factory. So, and I'm not with my wife. The Lord knows what they're buying right now. You know, when it comes to leather bags, anything leather. Ninja, do you need some chaps?
I could probably use a good pair. Although your wife is a very crafty type, so I wouldn't be surprised if she's just picking up bulk leather so she can make you some stuff.
Come home and make some stuff.
Yeah.
No money. Sorry. No, there's a gypsy there that came up next to me and legit.
I love this. This is amazing.
No euro. My wife has my money. Okay. No, I just. Should I put her on or not? No, I don't want to do that.
We miss you so much, but I also don't know where you could be in the world that we would get content like this. So I'm going to let this happen for a week, and then we're going to put shackles on your desk. I hope you know.
Okay. Well, then you're going to Mexico though in February. I think you sold out, Wally, and we'll be doing this with you in about 3 months.
Oh, trust me, I sell out very fast, Wade. I'm not too proud. At any dollar amount, I'm willing to push anything.
Yeah. Yeah, in all seriousness, though, too, you know, this has been such a great time. Sherry is hosting a trip to Ireland with Holly from Memory Making Travel and Colette, the Irish Splendor Tour, 1 year from now.
Yeah.
And if you want to go, there's a meeting on the 11th of November at 6 o'clock at the Riverfront Wine Bar, and you can go learn about that because it's unbelievable. Colette takes care of you so well. I mean, if you've never been overseas, they will, like, literally, like, this is when we're getting on the bus, here's where we go, you're with a group. And it's just an unbelievable experience. You know, for me, who's never been to Europe, I was a little nervous, and there's no need to be because Jada is our tour guide, and she is taking care of it. It's been great. So, again, check it out, the Irish Splendor Tour on DailyDodge.com.
Wade, it's been a pleasure checking in with you, and we'll continue to do so next week.
All right. Be looking for the Klitowskis admiring some Renaissance art and sculptures a little later on today, all right, on the WBEV Radio Facebook page.
Sounds great. We look forward to it.
Miss you, Wade.
All right. Oh, good old Wade Bates. Welcome back into the WBEV Morning Show. Justin Ninja Wilski here with you. Sherry Sackett as well. And, hey, there's the man himself. Let's go ahead and put him through. Wade Bates, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Justin. It's a great day in Siena, Italy.
Siena, Italy.
I just saw a picture that you posted. It is like perfectly blue skies there.
You know, we have blue skies here.
What's the temperature?
42.
Yeah.
It's like 65 and sunny here today.
All right, fine. You win. You win.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm wandering Tuscany with Klitowski Real Estate here today, we got one more day here in Italy before we head home on Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Do you feel like it went fast?
It seems like we've been here for a long time just because of, you know, you're so busy. You know, Colette. The thing that's great about it is Colette and Holly from Memory Making Travel, you know, they have everything lined up. So basically, we just have to get on a bus. And like now, right now it's about 2:45. I have to be back at a spot by 3:30 or I'm going to be walking back to Montecatini Terme. But, it's amazing how people live. We mentioned before, neither of you have been to Europe, have you?
No.
Just passing through, yeah.
You know, because this is like a medieval town I'm in right now. So there's no greenery anywhere. Every building is so tall, you really don't know where you're going because you have no points of navigation, you know, and you can get lost, you know. We got lost in Florence trying to get back to. It felt like I was on the Amazing Race trying to get to a certain point before we hit a certain spot and we missed the bus. But it's been fantastic here.
Now, Wade, I heard a rumor that you may now officially be a made man.
Oh, you guys! So we were roaming Montecatini Terme looking for a restaurant. So we went off to a side street last. I don't even remember what day it was. That's what's great about being on trips like this. But so we went into this. We looked at this place. They had a bunch of steaks sitting in the front window. We're like, those look good. So there's a guy, like a big guy in a three-piece suit standing out in front. And he's like, we go, do you work here? You know, can we get a reservation? He goes, I don't work here. I'm just friends with the owner. So we're like, oh. And so then another guy came out. He went out and he asked the owner and he looked at us. And this is like 7 o'clock. And he goes, only if you're out of here by 9:30. We're like, oh. We're hungry. So we went in there, and there's a big bald guy who's screaming Italian at everybody, and his wait staff is like all shaking, you know, and everything, and directing people left and right, and he looked like he was working for somebody else. There's another guy sitting in the corner, if you know what I mean. Have you seen the Sopranos and the Justin and Cherry?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one guy, the big bald guy, is like yelling and screaming and directing people around, and then he's like, okay, sit down. So he's like, sat us down. Some other people came and he looked at him and he's like, we don't serve you. And he had to leave. So I don't know what we were looking at here that he allowed us to eat. I'd say he allowed us to eat. And then our poor waiter was like scared. He's like shaking, like with his, like, and he's pouring us our water and things like that. And this guy's like just looking right through his eye, you know, right through his head as he's doing this. And then we're waiting. We're trying to get our bill at the end of the day. And the guy looked at us and he like totally ignored us. Like we'll just call him the head boss, you know? And so then I'm with another guy and he's kind of like pointing, kind of looking at him. I'm like, dude, don't be pointing at this guy, dude. You know? And, so, you know, Jim Bramer, he doesn't come back. You know, there's a reason, because he was pushing the mob boss to kind of feed us a little bit. And so then we wanted to pay with the credit card. He came over and they said, oh, credit card. So, you know, it's probably a cash business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so it took them like another 15 minutes and we finally got it. Another guy came over, was like, so sorry. And then the guy that was like cleaning our table was still like shaking. And so then we went and we tipped him right in front of the big boss. And we're kind of worried because the big boss did not look happy. And then as we walked out, the guy who was just a friend was still standing there, just kind of minding his own business. So,
was he like a bouncer?
I wouldn't call him a bouncer because I don't think there'd be any need to have a bouncer at this place. Right. The food was fantastic, by the way, though. Food was unbelievable. but we really think as we're leaving and we're like looking over our shoulders, think we pick this guy off. And then we were kind of worried for the waiter too, because he got a decent tip. You know, you're not supposed to tip unless you're really happy with service in Europe. You know, we tipped him quite a bit because it looked like he was getting drilled pretty good. And the boss did not look like happy that we tipped him. He was like all, so that was interesting. That was our most interesting. We were scared walking back to our hotel. That's all we can say. Yeah. Otherwise, and obviously, a fantastic place. Everything on this trip has been unbelievable. Anybody that, you know, wants to go to Hollywood, we're going to Ireland, Sherry, in about a month. Or a year or a month? When is it?
A year.
It is in 11 months.
No, in all seriousness, though, Holly and Platt do an unbelievable job how they do on these things. If you're nervous about going overseas, you shouldn't be, because they make sure you are taken care of. Our bags are taken care of. Every place we go is taken care of. You know, we don't have to worry about, you know, am I going to get lost here? And we'll talk to some people later on where there was a group of people, I decided they didn't want to go on an excursion 2 days ago. And they took the train to the Mediterranean, and they went to the Mediterranean for the afternoon instead. So it's not like you're locked down to being on the bus, you know. But go when you want, and for the most part, people go on everything. But it was it's been fantastic here, and it's unbelievable the activity I'm seeing in the Piazza El Campo right now. So tomorrow we go to a town I can't pronounce. But it's supposed to be the Manhattan of Tuscany. They used to have like 72 skyscrapers back in medieval times. And, yeah. Anything else you need to know? As I'm being stared at, by, a bunch of people as I talk, I'm like standing like in the middle of the square, like all by myself right now.
I'm still wrapping my mind around the fact that you had, you know, a mob dinner and it wasn't your last. So.
No, well, we don't know that yet. so if you know Jim Bramer right now, just ask him if he's, how he's feeling. I was telling him about our dinner the other night. But horse races, Justin and Cherry. Siena's known for horse races. Are you familiar with that?
A little bit. I've bet on the ponies in my day.
We're in a town square here, and every year they have horse races around. Every borough has got like a horse and a rider, and it's like the biggest thing of the year. They have 50,000 people crammed into probably, let's just say, inside the track at the Beaver Dam Raceway. Think that's about right? And the 50,000 people, and they go, and your horse needs to win, and you have bragging rights for the year. And that's kind of, and it's probably a real thin area, and they showed us a video of it. One guy, jockey, fell off, and the horse finished the race and won, and the horse was a national hero, and the guy was
So it's just it's just bragging rights, or do they bet money on it like we do?
Yeah, just well, is there betting on this? Is there betting on that? There's no legal betting on it, but there's betting.
I bet you have a restaurant you can go to. Yeah,
maybe you go to that restaurant you went to the other night to place your bet.
That was in a different. Yeah, you're right. That was in a different town, though. Oh. Sitting here. Hold on a second. I'm here. I'm gonna. You want to talk on the radio here a second? Hold on. I got Jim Bramer here. You got with Justin and Sherry. Jim, how are you doing today?
Very good. Very good.
How are you enjoying your trip to Italy?
Italy has been fantastic, and it's just another fabulous town again here today. So it's unbelievable. The history and all the buildings are still even up from, 800 years ago. It's crazy.
Now, they were asking us about our dinner the other night, though. Do you feel like you're safe now again, or are you still looking over your shoulder?
Every time someone drops a water bottle, I hit the deck. I'm a little bit nervous. So, but besides that, we're okay. I'm kind of looking around left and right quite often. But I hide behind Wade because he's a little bit bigger than me. So I figure if they're going to get somebody, they're going to get Wade first and me second.
No, but obviously we're having fun with that because this is absolutely a fabulous place. I mean, we walked the streets of all these towns. We didn't know where we were going in Florence. We didn't know where in Montecatini-Terme. We walked the town coming up from the upper city, Montecatini-Alto, and we walked by ourselves, not really knowing it was completely safe. That's kind of the biggest thing. You never felt uncomfortable here, did you?
And as many little cars, they look out for you. I mean, you can walk the street and not even feel like you're going to get hit by a car, where I would never do that even in Beaver Dam. It's been totally safe. There's nothing to even worry about.
And one other thing I was going to ask about the food. Guys, the food here... You know how I eat, don't you, right?
Oh, yeah.
We all know how you eat,
Okay, I haven't gotten to a McDonald's yet, but we were so close. There's a McDonald's right next to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, by the way. and there is. It's outside the wall, but I didn't get there because we were eating some ravioli. Jim, I mean, the food just doesn't sit in your stomach like American food does it?
It does not. No, it's amazing how clean the food feels, and it's everything we're eating has been fabulous, so... And he has shaken a little bit from the lack of McDonald's, I have to tell you that. He has had to shake a couple mornings here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If he doesn't get that breakfast sandwich and that Coke early in the morning, I know how it goes.
Exactly right. Yeah, he's eating plain scrambled eggs. It's just not doing it. He needs that sausage McMuffin or whatever he has every day from McDonald's.
We're getting picked up right at Slumberland when we get back into town. And I'm going to go right to the drive-thru and probably order me a number 7, a number 8, and a number 9. And it's good. But Justin, again, Colette and Holly for Memory Making Travel, this has been like a trip of a lifetime, I think. I've never been on a long trip like this. Sherry, you're going to the Irish Splendor Tour a year from now. People have to check out the website, the Irish Splendor website. Contact Holly. Go to the meeting on the 11th and check it out. It's 6 o'clock at the Riverfront Wine Bar, because it'll be something you won't regret. And also, I appreciate Klinowski Real Estate. Can you believe the Klinowskis, how far they've wandered here with us?
They've been wandering quite a bit. I give them a lot of credit for what they do.
All right. Anything else on your mind here before we venture off to another foreign land?
No, I say enjoy it. We look forward to having you back. And
I got
keeping
something.
Your seat warm. Oh, Sherry, go ahead.
Okay, I got something. Uh-oh. Just tell Jim he only needs to worry about running faster than you.
I heard that. I think I can. Well, it'd be close. It'll be close. I'll try.
Now that Wade's got the clean eating, he might run a little bit better. All right. Well, Wade Bates, thank you again for checking in. We'll check in with you again tomorrow.
Ciao.
Well, if you want a little warmth coming your way, we can get you some, courtesy of Klinowski Real Estate with Wandering Wade. Wade on the phone with us now. Good morning, Wade.
Good. How's it going? Well, it's about 60 degrees right here now today, as we're in San Gimignano. I cannot even say it. San Gimignano, Italy right now today. It's the tower city. They have like 72 like skyscraper towers in this town back in the Middle Ages. There's only 14 still standing, but it's quite impressive, as I'm sitting in the town square once again here as we talk to you guys.
I was going to say, you sent me some images here. Yeah. Of the town. You got a great distance shot where you can see a lot of the towers. I mean, these are huge, huge towers.
Yeah, these are built like in the 1100s and things like that. You're right, they're like, well, I guess they started like one guy built a tower to live in, and then the neighbor said, I'm going to build one. The next neighbor said, I'm going to build one. And like I said, at one point, there were 72. So from the distance, and I'll post some photos, little later on this morning on the WBEV Radio Facebook page. But it literally does, from a distance, doesn't it look like you're approaching a big city?
It really does. And I didn't know that keeping up with the Joneses was a thing in ancient Italy, but apparently.
No, I just couldn't imagine approaching that, like, in the, 1100, seeing a 72 towers that are, 200 feet high. But that's what they did here. And again, this is a town of like 7,000 people right now. And it's our last stop on a tour. We head out tomorrow, and we'll probably have a 26-hour journey to get here. We'll see how long it takes to get home. But it's been a great time. This is a great city to stop it.
Now, Wade, would you say that you've picked up any culture while you've been out there?
Here's the one thing that I think you really notice is the food. Because their flour that they use is so different than, like, you always talk about people eating pasta in Italy,
Right.
Like, if I eat pasta in the States at anywhere, sometimes you need to go take a nap, don't you?
Right, yeah.
Especially if you overindulge. Well, here, you can eat as much as you want. You don't even feel it in your stomach because they have, like, a 0000 kind of flour, and their pasta is just egg and flour. And there's another kind that's just, like, it's a different kind, like a peachy kind of noodle that's made with just like water and flour, and it's so light, and it's just unbelievable. And last night we had, because I like food,
right.
We had the complete. I sent you a picture. I think you saw of the 90-year-old woman, who has a little restaurant in downtown Monte Cassini Terme. We went there last night. We got the full 3-hour Italian meal experience. We had a reservation for 7:30, got there like at 7:15, and walked out at about 10:20, and ended up having, me and Jim, who I was with, only had two courses. And then my wife and Chris, who was with us, they had a salad and another course. But so they didn't finish the salad. And the daughter of the 90-year-old woman who's running the place comes up, looks at the thing, and says, "You must finish." So I'm like, "I'm sorry," because I didn't have any. I was saving it for the two things. So then I went and grabbed the rest of the salad, ate it quick, and then she's like, "Okay, now we can continue." Yeah, so no, it was great. And like, she decides, when it's time for your next meal, and she was having good conversation. So she decided when we were going to have her second course, and that was some spaghetti that was Mama Maria's special. It was a spicy spaghetti sauce that, again, this 90-year-old woman, and you can go check out the photos on the WBEV Radio Facebook page from a few days ago, makes every day. And somebody came in and ordered lasagna. Lasagna's gone for the day. Why? We sold it all in the lunch shop. They make enough to get through. When it's gone, it's gone. It's just that culture is unbelievable, and obviously things are so much. The pace is much slower in Europe than it is in the United States.
Right.
100%. They get to you when they want to get to you. They take their time. There's no hustle and bustle.
And I mean, this is why we told everybody getting a chance to go on this trip is kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of people and a real eye opener.
No, it is. And again, I think to a T, we had a great tour guide from Europe named Jada, and we'll have a video with her later today right here from our final city. And they teach you so much. Again, this is one where, it was a lot crammed into a few days, but it was an unbelievable trip. And I think everybody that came here will definitely say it's one of the trips of the lifetime. And Ireland is about a year from now with Sherry. There's an Irish Splendor tab at DailyDodge.com. You can learn more about it there. The Riverfront Wine Bar on the 11th of November at 6 o'clock, we're having an informational meeting. It's amazing how the buildings here, too, they've been here for centuries, for 500, 600, 700, 800 years, and they're still standing. And, you have an old building in Florence that was built, 700 years ago, but there's a Gucci store in it now. it's just amazing how they've adapted. And the streets are so, not very wide. We learned that you learn when the Romans built cities here, when they came and took over, the streets were a little bit wider. And when if they're still natural, they're real thin. And it's just interesting to walk around. And, you don't see sunlight very much in the cities because the buildings are tall and they're so tight.
Wow. That I'm absolutely I'm going to be picking your brain about the entire trip when you get back, because it sounds absolutely fascinating. And I, for one, appreciate any time Wade Bates can get out and get a little culture.
No, I need to be cultured. I didn't get McDonald's, though. I'm not going to get McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
That's what?
Restraint.
I applaud you for holding out.
Well, no, because Pisa is the only place that we actually had access to one, and we didn't have a lot of time there. And I don't think the people I was with wanted to actually go outside the walls of where the you know, the tower was in the church, and it was like literally 100 yards from where I was. But I have not had a Italian Big Mac, which kind of disappoints me. But like, that's the worst of what happened on the trip. That's fantastic, because like I said, this has been an unbelievable trip, and it's just been one of those things where Colette did a great job. Holly for Memory Making Travel makes it so easy, and I'll try to see what kind of culture I bring back. We do have a final dinner tonight. Remember that place I told you about yesterday?
Yeah, yeah.
I found out it's there.
So you may or may not come away from that dinner.
We will find out what happens there. But no, it's a great place. And like I said, watching the city centers at these places as well, you know, like in Florence, school's out for lunch for like 3 hours. The kids all leave their schools within this city, you know, that's tight. They all go sit at the city center. And that's where they have their lunch. And then they go back. And just totally different culture everywhere than what we're used to.
Well, I, for one, am really enjoying checking in with you, Wade. And if it makes you feel any better, when you get back stateside, we'll get you a Big Mac, and I'll throw, like, a fried ravioli on it or something for you.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Like I said, my car is parked right next to McDonald's, so we'll take it there. Now, tomorrow at this time, I may have something for you from our farewell dinner, if I can get that taken care of, because time frame is, like, right now, it's like almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and we'll be like, and if I have something, Justin, it may be something I have on tape doing some interviews with some people. You may have it at 6:40 tomorrow morning, okay? We'll find out.
I'll be looking forward to it.
All right, Justin, and Corey, you're out there as well, right?
Yes. Have fun, Wade.
All right. I am not bringing any gifts, just so you know.
That's okay.
even though you guys bailed me out, I didn't bring enough Euros. I've kind of been siphoning my Euros down the stretch. You have to pay a buck to go to the bathroom here. You know how often I pee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, yeah, so any place you go, a dollar to go to the bathroom, Ninja, that's a business that we got to start somewhere here.
Somebody's got to fund Giuseppe's bathroom fund, so
no,
I get it.
Public bathrooms, you got to have a Euro where you have to hold it.
Thank goodness I know I can go at least 27 hours straight without having to need one. So
yeah, I can go maybe two. I'm old, so we'll see what happens. But again, check for some photos this afternoon. We were at a goat farm this morning. Saw a John Deere tractor, Justin.
Well, there you go.
At a goat and cow farm this morning that produces some of the world's greatest cheese. We toured it, and what's sitting right there, and I'll post. I think I just posted that on the Facebook page. A John Deere tractor.
We'll be sure to share that with Tom Ballwig. Maybe they can get him some parts at a parts box out there.
You're right. Ask him if he can get a parts box in somewhere in Tuscany, in Siena. Ask him.
I love it. Well, Wade, I'm going to let you get back to the fun and the action of it all, and we look forward to seeing you when you get back.
All right. We appreciate Kledowski Real Estate, Holly for Memory Making Travel, and Colette for making this happen. We'll see you later.
See you later.
The 95.3 WBEV Taste of Tuscany tour wrapping up here. I guess tonight in Italy, it's not necessarily nighttime when you're listening to this right now, but we appreciate Kledowski Real Estate allowing us to wander through with Holly for Memory Making Travel. And Kled, I've got Holly with me here. Holly, what a trip as you wrap up with a dinner here in Tuscany, Montecatini Terme.
It was amazing. I wish you guys were all here. We have new friends, new family, and salute with our limoncello, and hopefully we can see you in Ireland.
You know, it's one of those times where you book a trip like this, you never know who's going to sign up. You talk about the chemistry of what this group has had. Everybody got along, I think, no matter where we went, whether it would be Lucca, you know, whether it be Pisa, whether it be Siena, Florence. Today we're in, say the town we are in to wrap things up.
Guillermo.
The tower town. But everybody got along and everybody had a great time.
Yeah, honestly, this has been one of the best groups I've ever escorted. There was a lot of laughter, a lot of friendships made, and just the smiles on everyone's faces all week. There has not been one sad face. It's been a blessing to me and a blessing to see all these happy people.
And again, in about a year, in 2026, you're heading to Ireland, I believe October 16th to the 23rd. Does that sound about right?
Yes. Well, October 15th if you want to do the pre-stay, so recommend that. But yeah, and then the Irish people, they're one of the best group of people I've ever met.
So November 11th at 6 p.m. at the Riverfront Wine Bar, we're having a meeting. You can come learn something. Otherwise, just go to the Irish Splendor tab at dailydodge.com or contact you, right?
Correct. It's all the information is there. you can sign up, and if you have any questions, obviously you can call me.
All right, Holly, maybe we'll come back around to you a little bit, all right?
All right. Thank you. Grazie.
As we are wrapping up our Taste of Tuscany tour on 95.3 WBEV, and I told Jada I didn't know if we were going to be wrapping things up here, but yeah, we are. I'm talking to you here again, okay? Jada, the world's greatest tour guide that we have ever had, and just wrapped up. This is a fun week. I mean, you do these like continuously over the year. Was this even a fun week for you?
This week was the funniest ever. Seriously, I feel blessed that you were the last group of the entire season, because season starts in April, ends in November, so you are the last group of the season. I couldn't feel like more happy.
And you are like the person that keeps this all together, because there's 40 plus people here all wanting to do their own thing, and you kind of keep us going. You know, we're going to Lucca today, we're going to Pisa, we're going to Florence, we're going to Siena, we're going to town I can't say today. Well, how do I say it again?
San Gimignano is the town of the day.
Yes.
But you know, I'm a mama duck.
Yes, you are the mama duck. And you truly enjoy what you do, don't you?
I feel very privileged and lucky that whatever I do is what I really love.
Well, we really appreciate you and what you've done for us. I think everybody here had a good time. We didn't have any bad apples on this trip, did we?
Not a bad apple, nothing bad. All very good vibes.
Johnny, you represent Italy well here. You represented your country, and I think everybody wants to come back.
Thank you. Thank
all right,
you.
Thank you so much as we continue to wander Tuscany here. Now, Tom Stoplet said that he would not talk to me until we got late in the evening. So I'm coming up to Tom because he said I couldn't talk to him until he was right. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Wade. How you doing?
Good. Now, you and your lovely bride, Trish, came out here. And what were your expectations coming in, and what was this trip like for you?
Well, you know, the last vacation I took, I set the bar too high. And this one, I didn't want to do it. So I thought, you know what, we're going in, we're going to take it easy and take it as it comes. And it just turned out fantastic. And I couldn't have shared it with a better person than my wife. And yeah, it was awesome. You can't beat it. Got to come and see it. Words and pictures can't describe it.
Trisha, what was your perspective? Trish Stoplet, what did you think of this whole trip?
It's everything I wanted. I'm a big, always wanted to come to Italy and see it and experience it, and the food and the people and the language. It's exactly what we wanted. We haven't vacationed in 7 years, and I'm so glad we did this.
We're wrapping up the Taste of Tuscany tour with Holly from Memory Making Travel and Colette. What would you say about Colette, Tom, and working with Holly for this trip?
I tell you, it was awesome. Flawless. Absolutely flawless. I couldn't have asked for a better experience.
All right, guys, thank you so much. It was fun getting to know you guys. I don't think we'd really ever met, have
we? No, great to meet you, Wade, and great to meet Crystal, and yeah, we had a great time.
All right, thank you so much, and I'm going to come around. I talked to Doug here, the resident architect here. Doug's not getting a chance here. Now, Doug, introduce yourself to people. Introduce yourself for people who don't know you.
I'm Doug from West Bend. My wife is a new Holly in high school, and that's how we are here with you wonderful people from Beaver Dam.
Now, you added such intrigue to the tours because you explain what you do for a living.
I'm a mason, so my whole trip was staring up at walls.
Yeah, but you explained to a lot of us common folk about when you could tell, like, when maybe time periods change and construction change and things like that.
Yeah, you could see in the walls, all of a sudden there'd be this random arch of brick, and there was probably a window or a doorway there. And, yeah, I probably have 1,500 pictures of walls.
All right. Doug, I appreciate it. What did you like about Colette and this whole trip?
Oh, they were amazing. They treated us like we're princes and princesses. We're like royalty. It was amazing, and we are looking forward to figuring out our next trip to Europe with Colette.
Well, it was great to meet you and Judy. Thank you so much.
It was amazing. God bless, and it was nice to meet you, Ed.
All right, nice to meet you, too, as we continue to roll through. Now, I know I have a couple of people that wanted to... Was it Donna and Connie needed to talk here today as we wrap things up? Donna, first of all, tell us... you said, I haven't seen myself on Daily Dodge. Well, now you're talking to 95.3 WBEV. Now, what was your impressions of the trip?
Well, the most impressive thing was that I was with my sister Connie, and when we were young, we always wanted to travel together, and we did, and we had an amazing time bonding our friendship and seeing Italy. It was awesome.
Connie Fiegel, what did you think about this whole trip?
I had a fabulous time. Our group is the bomb. We had fun together. We saw the world, the sights, the sounds. Everything was fantastic.
And it was smooth. Working with Holly and Colette, isn't it awesome?
Beyond.
Yes.
Beyond awesome.
Yes.
Connie, can you kind of talk about the smoothness of how it all went?
The smoothest of how it all went, we're always informed. We know what's going on. We know what time to meet. We're just boom, boom, boom. We're there. It's awesome.
All right. Okay, hold on.
And five leather purses later.
Yes, all right. We've got Sue and Mary here that wanted to. Who wants to talk first, Sue or Mary? Sue, tell us about the trip. Sue Lindy.
It's another sister trip of a lifetime. And I tell you, do not let time pass you by. Book a trip with Holly, and you will be taken care of. The hotels are wonderful. The experiences are wonderful. You have time together and you have time on your own. You cannot beat this experience. And Mary and I are just thrilled that we were able to have this experience as sisters and with our other across the street sisters that we grew up with many years ago.
Mary, do you have anything to add to your experience here?
No.
All right, Mary says it's great. Well, I have to find where did Rainy Day Rick Nelson go as we wrap things up here on the 95.3 WBEV Taste of Tuscany Tour brought to you by Klodowski Real Estate. I am Wade Bates. Last segment, Rainy Day Rick Nelson.
Yes.
Can I ask what your bar bill was or not?
Well, sure. You can ask.
What was your bar bill?
I'm actually kind of ashamed. I didn't hit 200. But
you didn't? Oh, I'm stunned by this.
Well, they claim that there's a few that are more than they, but that was just two of them.
Yeah. You and Roberto, the bartender, how did that relationship go?
Very well. He said, come for the summer and hang out.
What has been going on at Hometown Glass with you being gone for the last 10 days?
Well, I'm hoping that the lights are still on, but I'm pretty sure that they are because, hey, we got a great crew there, so they're probably really not missing me. So,
are you sure about them?
I miss them. Let's put it that way.
All right. We appreciate Jeff Nowicki for giving you some time off.
Absolutely. I really do appreciate. We got a great family business there, and that's what we're learning here today is in this country about it's all about family.
And Rick, what would you say about working with Colette and also Holly for memory making travel on trips like this?
Well, it all started out with Holly, and then Colette. You know, she had that brand and everything has been just awesome. Holly has taken care of us, especially Hannah and I, because we are going to Germany after this, and she had figured everything else out for us. And Colette is top notch. Everything that with our bus driver and our tour guide, it's been just awesome.
All right, thank you very much, Rick. It's been fun. You know, obviously, giving you the business here, but you made the trip fun.
Oh, it was. It's been great.
And so. Happy anniversary to you and Hannah.
Yeah, cheers.
All right, Rick just bought a round for the entire company. Now, I don't know. I'm kind of scared to approach this guy. The voice of South Central Pennsylvania. What is your? Where would you say this is the real deal, Bob Steele? He doesn't know. Do you have a no compete? Can I put you on the radio?
Yeah, man.
All right,
absolutely.
You are like the man in Central Pennsylvania radio.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But tell us where you work and what your experience has been on this trip.
Well, I'm on a radio station, and it's all over South Central Pennsylvania. It's like between Harrisburg and Pittsburgh, right there in the dead center, north, south, all over the place. So, you know. And what got us on this trip? Colette came a calling.
And doesn't Colette put on a great show?
Heck yeah, man. This has been fantastic.
Now, here's my question. When do you have to be back on the radio? I have till Friday. When do you have to be back on in the mornings again?
Same Friday, 6 a.m. So, I had to have that buffer day, you know, because Thursday.
So if somebody wants to listen to you, where do they find you? Do you stream?
Well, I don't want to promote me on your station.
I'll promote you because you've been a big part of the trip. What stations do you work for?
Just look up Huawei Radio. You can't find it. WR, you'll find it right there. You can Google it. It's the app, WOWY Radio.
I need a name like the real deal.
It should be.
All right.
Aren't you like the Big Show or something?
I don't know. We're the 95.3 WBEV Morning Show.
All right.
All right. Bob, thank you so much.
Good to have you here, man.
See you later. It's we continue on. We're going to wrap things up here on the 95.3 WBEV Morning Show. Again, the Taste of Tuscany Tour. And we really appreciate Colette allowing us to be involved with them, along with Holly from Memory Making Travel, and, of course, wandering with our good friends at Kladowski Real Estate. I guess this is going to do it. We're going to be heading home in just a few hours. And, again, if you want to go to Ireland with us next October, the Irish Splendor tab at DailyDodge.com. We'd like you to check that out. And you can book your trip with Holly. You can find more information out at the Riverfront Wine Bar on November 11th at 6 p.m. in Beaver Dam. Signing off from Italy, I am Wade Bates on the 95.3 WBEV Taste of Tuscany Tour. Ciao!